Could any of us do what they did? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. By now, you've heard the story of off-duty soldier Alex Skarlatos and his friends who were on a high-speed train from Amsterdam to Paris last Friday when Alec looked up and saw
a guy entering the train with an AK and a handgun. I just looked over at Spencer and said, "Let's go."
Airman First Class Spencer Stone, who'd been sleeping, didn't hesitate, even though the gunman seemed to have weapons everywhere.
Alec came up and grabbed the gun out of his hand while I put him in a chokehold, pulled out a handgun. Alec took that, took out a box cutter, started jabbing at me with that.
And then he sees an injured passenger bleeding from the neck. And despite his own injuries,
I just stuck two of my fingers in the hole, pushed down, and the bleeding stopped.
Saves the man's life. Finally, a third member of their group, Anthony Sadler, rushes in to help subdue him. And Sadler says there's a lesson here.
In times of like terror like that, to please do something.
Do something. And that got me thinking, could I really just go sprinting at a crazed gunman? Mr. Sadler's friend, Spencer Stone, is 6'2", in his 20s, in the Air Force, and has martial arts training. Now, I'd like to think that even though I'm not quite at that physical level, I'd do something like that if I had to. In fact, I'd like to think all of us have a hidden hero inside that's just there because we all have people we care about and would protect at any cost. But I think that a more practical lesson for most of us is to choose really big traveling companions, preferably with martial arts training. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.